Good morning, brothers, sisters, and friends.
谢谢裴刚刚带我们做的这个开始聚会的祷告。
And thank you, brother, 裴刚 for leading us in the prayer to start the service.
我们教会里面大概，我想大概有30位左右的青少年，他们这个周末在山上，他们有一个青少年的福音营。
So in our church, there are probably around 30 youth that are up in the mountains right now, worshiping.
Yeah, 应该过不多久，大概就是中饭时间他们就会回来。
And they will be back around lunchtime.
那我们真的是替他们祷告。
So we really pray for them.
特别是做父母的替我们孩子祷告。
Especially those that are parents, we be praying for our kids.
因为孩子去这样的一个福音营聚会，不是只是，肯定是好玩的。
Because when you attend an event like this, of course, it's going to be fun.
然后交朋友啊，玩游戏啊，然后呢，不睡觉啊，这些都是好玩的。
You make friends, you play games, and you sleep very late.
但是呢，他们更可贵的是他们有机会能够听神的话。
But what's the most precious is they get to listen to God's word.
然后他们在年轻的时候，他们就有机会去做决定，愿意去跟随耶稣。
And they get this opportunity to follow Jesus at such a young age.
我们太常常听到弟兄姐妹们说啊，我都是年纪太大的时候才信主。
We often hear from brothers and sisters that I came to believe in Jesus at a later time of my life.
信主之后，神的恩典实在是太丰富了。
So after we put our faith in Jesus, we feel His grace is very abundant.
可是我因为年纪大了以后才信主，所以我的一生当中前半段呢，这么多的人生经历都是在坎坷的这个环境里面自己摸出来的。
But if I put my faith in Jesus in the second half of my life, that means the first half felt kind of empty.
因为没有神的生活，事实上常常很无助。
Because life without God sometimes can feel helpless.
常常是觉得没有一个远景，没有一个盼望。
There would be no vision and no hope.
那如果年轻的时候就认识神多好啊，是多么大的祝福。
But when you get to know God at such a young age, what a blessing that is.
所以神的心意是拯救他们。
So God's heart is to save them.
那神也愿意听我们为我们青少年孩子们的祷告。
And God is also very willing to hear our prayers for the youth.
我相信等他们回来以后，我们就会问他们，你这个周末，这个夏令这个暑期的这个三天的这个营会是怎么样的一个情形啊？
But when they come back, of course we will ask them, how did you feel about this past 3 days?
那我们希望我们就可以听到他们很多很多的故事和分享，和他们的愉快的体验。
And we hope to hear a lot of pleasant stories and a lot of sharings.
我们今天讲到继续把这个哥林多前书第16章，我们已经走到尾声了。
So today we're coming to a conclusion in 1 Corinthians chapter 16.
哥林多前书一共16章，我们现在已经走到第16章的最后一个部分了。
So in 1 Corinthians there are a total of 16 chapters, and today we're at the tail of chapter 16.
之前跟各位分享过，就是这个哥林多前书这一卷圣经的这一卷书。
So before we've mentioned that about this First Corinthians,
它是保罗写给在哥林多的信徒的，基本上就是一封信。
It's basically a letter written by Paul to the believers in Corinth.
那所以在这个信的最后呢，我们读的时候好像觉得他是在交代一些他的行程。
So when we read the letter, it feels like we're reading an itinerary.
他的计划。
His plans.
那我们今天读到的这段经文呢，好像就是在一封信的最后，他就是对一些在哥林多的信徒的一些问候。
So the verses that we'll be going over today is more like a greeting to the believers in Corinth.
甚至你看你的圣经的时候，你会看到第十三节之前会有一个小标题，他就说有些人的圣经里面他们会定标题，他就说是一个劝勉和问安。
So right before verse 13, some of your Bible may have a small tagline saying a greeting.
但我觉得当我们读圣经的时候，
I feel when we read the Bible,
我们常常要提醒自己，
we want to remind ourselves.
圣经里面主耶稣基督所说的话是圣灵启示给我们要我们听的。
So what Jesus said in the Bible is usually the reminders from the Holy Spirit that we want to hear.
旧约里面先知所讲的话记载下来是圣灵启示要让我们听的。
So the prophets from the Old Testament, whatever they said is something the Holy Spirit wants us to hear.
但是圣经是不是自己告诉我们说整本圣经都是神的话？
But doesn't the Bible itself tell us the entire Bible contains the word of God?
整本圣经都是神借着圣灵启示给我们让我们听的话。
The entire Bible is
inspired by the Spirit.
Inspired by the Spirit for the words that God wants us to hear.
所以甚至在这一段信的最后感觉上好像是一个行程和问安的部分同样有圣灵的启示并且有神要对我们说的心意。
So even at the end of 1 Corinthians chapter 16, there is still inspiration from God and what he wants us to hear.
有神对我们今天我们的教会和我们每一个人神要对我们说话。
It's what God wants to speak to us even until today.
所以在默想这段经文的时候心里面就看见原来这个事实上是神对教会的一个心意。
So when I was meditating on these verses, it came to me to realize this is the heart of God towards his church.
主耶稣基督他对他自己的教会这个核心本质的期盼是什么？
This is what Jesus expected of the core of the church.
那我们就看到了原来我们看见保罗他爱教会的心。
And we also see the loving heart that Paul has towards the church.
他对弟兄姐妹们这个很深很深的这种感情。
There's a deep affection from Paul.
我们看见神要我们基督徒在我们的生命当中，在我们的服事里面，我们要参与神的事工。
It shows us as Christians living in the body of Christ, we want to participate in ministries and work.
我们要去做。
We want to do.
但是同样的，我们要为未来做计划。
But we also want to plan for the future.
但同时，我们要随时随地的要注意圣灵的引领，能够有弹性的调整我们的方向。
But at the same time, we want to constantly be aware of the leading of the Spirit and become flexible.
我们在神的教会当中，我们要常常的为肢体彼此设想。
And we want to be really considerate in the body of Christ for each other.
我们要常常去维护他们，我们要去保护对方。
We want to maintain and protect each other.
那上周刘长老跟我们分享是三十四节讲到我们要在我们的信心上面，我们要成长，我们要壮大。
So last week when Pastor Alex preached in verse 13 and 14, we're taught that we want to grow in our faith and we want to be strong.
那今天呢，我们看十三到十八节。
So today we want to look at verse 13 to 18.
那我们会发现保罗甚至在他问候哥林多信徒的时候，他心里面事实上有一个核心点。
So even when Paul is greeting the believers in Corinth, there's a core value in his heart.
你看十四节他又提到什么？
Let's take a look at verse 14.
他说你们所做的任何事情都是要在爱的当中。
He said, let all that you do be done in love.
然后在整卷书的最后的二十四节，
and in verse 24,
他说我在基督里面的爱要与你们众人同在。
He said, my love be with you all in Christ Jesus.
哥林多的基督徒需要有爱。
The Christians in Corinth needed love.
事实上他们对爱并没有一个很好的认识和了解。
But for, they do not have this very, they're not very clear on the definition of what love is.
我们记得哥林多前书一开始就讲到他们在知识上面一直追求。
At the beginning of First Corinthians, we know that they were going after the knowledge.
哥林多人认为他们很懂得哲理，他们学问很好，他们这个在世界上面的成就是丰功伟业的。
The people in Corinth thought they were pretty accomplished, intellectual, and philosophical.
可是他们却在教会里面什么？他们分党派。
But within the church, they had small groups here and there.
有人说我是跟保罗的，我是保罗派。
Some people said I'm with Paul.
然后他要说那不行，你跟我要跟亚波罗，我是亚波罗派。
Some people said I'm with Apollo.
Apollos, yeah.那甚至还有人就讲，那你们不够属灵，我是跟耶稣的，我是耶稣派。
Some people say you guys are not spiritual enough. I'm with Jesus.
一个教会里面，你怎么分三个派呢
？So within a church, how are you able to split into three different groups?
那因为没有爱。
Because love is what's lacking.
我不懂得爱。
Or not understanding what love is.
所以在教会里面，我跟这个领袖，跟那个领袖，然后这另外一派说，我什么都不跟，我只跟神。
So within a church, sometimes you say, I'm following this leader, I'm following another leader, and some people just say, I follow God.
然后之后我们看见保罗他指责在哥林多教会里面竟然看见有淫乱的事情发生。
And Paul also saw things that were unethical.
对婚姻不忠实的情形发生。
Not being loyal to marriages.
你知道这个不是只有在两千年前哥林多的教会有的问题啊。
So this problem didn't just exist 2,000 years ago in Corinth.
非常非常可惜，甚至可叹，甚至我觉得可恶的事情。
So it's a shame and it's 可恶。
Yeah, detestable.
Detestable.
Right? 就是今天。在有些在教会里面，只要是人聚集的地方，这种也会发生。
So as long as there are people, even within a church, things like this happen.
你知道淫乱或对婚姻的不忠诚，这个也是因为没有爱。
So adultery, not being loyal to your marriage, that's detestable.
Yeah, 也是因为没有爱。
It's also because there's no love.
或者不是没有真正的了解爱。
Or not understanding what love is.
你爱神,
if you love God,
你爱你的配偶,
you love your spouse,
你为了维护这个爱,
and in order to protect this love,
你就不会走入了这个淫乱的这个路途上,
then you would not go astray.
然后当然呢,哥林多前书十三章是很多人熟的，就讲到爱的真谛。
And a lot of you guys may be very familiar with First Corinthians chapter 13. It talks about love.
所以哥林多前书事实上是一卷讲爱的一卷书信。
So First Corinthians is actually a letter that's about love.
那你说爱要在教会当中
？So you say that love needs to be in the church.
事实上，教会应该就是一个爱的展现。
The church itself should be what love looks like.
我们大家都知道这一点。
So we all know that.
观念上面都有。
We know this concept.
但是事实上，不是只是说我们要努力的去呈现爱。
But it's not saying that we want to try really hard to manifest to show love.
而是说在我们的生命当中，在我们的生活里面，爱是所有一切的什么基础？
But it's more about how love in our lives is the fundamental, is the base of love.
我们对神的爱
，our love towards God.
我们对耶稣的爱
，our love for Jesus.
我们对这个教会肢体弟兄姐妹们的爱
，our love for the body of Christ.
这是一切奠定我们生活上面、生命当中我们行事为人的一个出发点。
So this pretty much determines our starting point as being a person.
所以，哥林多前书从头到十三章里面讲到爱的真谛的描述，包括。哥林多前书最后在问安的时候，弟兄姐妹，神就让我们看见这一切都是爱的呈现。
So from the beginning of 1 Corinthians all the way to chapter 13, and even till this very end, God is showing us what love looks like.
因为神就是在教导我们，我知道你们说爱。
Because God knows that we talk about love.
我知道你们要想要有爱。
God knows that we want to love.
那我来告诉你们爱是什么。
Then let me tell you what love is.
我来告诉你们实际的具体的爱要怎么样能够呈现。
Let me see how you guys can practice what love is.
如果神的教会
If for God's church
也就是神的儿女
And that's also God's children
神的教会就是神的儿女
God's churchis God's children.
就是真正的蒙恩得救的这群基督徒。
The Christians, that have the salvation.
如果我们有这从神而来的爱的展现，那世人就能够认识神。
So if we are able to manifest the love from God, then the people of this world are able to see it.
他们才能够看见神。
So they can see God.
他们才能够认识神。
So they can come to know God.
然后我们作为神的儿女，才能够真正的因为走在神的心意当中，而能够经历神的丰富。
So as children of God and walking along the line of the will of the God, we can truly experience God that way.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
主，当我们亲近你话语的时候，我们求主你借着圣灵亲自的与我们每一个人说话。
Lord, when we hold your words close to our hearts, please speak to every single one of us.
主，今天你的儿女们聚集在一起是来敬拜你。
Today, your children come together, to worship you.
我们要用我们的耳，我们要用我们的心，我们来听你的话。
We want to use our ears and use our hearts to listen.
你让我们开我们的眼。Please,
please open our eyes so we may see the goodness of you.
We come
in front of you, asking you to be with us.
We
pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 那我们今天呢，看第十六章十五到十八节。
So today we want to look at chapter 16.Verses 15 to 18.
那保罗在提到这个他最后要对哥林多的信徒所讲的话的时候
，So when Paul is talking about these last bit of words that he has for the people of Corinth,
我们第一点看到的弟兄姐妹，第一点看到的，也就是教会的这个核心的本质是什么
？The first thing we see is what the core value of the church is.
就是要用爱心，然后能够结出福音的果子。
And that would be bearing the fruit of the gospel with love.
你看第十五节。
Let's take a look at verse 15.
保罗他对信徒们说：“弟兄或弟兄姐妹们啊，你们要晓得，或说是你们晓得的，斯提凡一家人是亚该亚什么初结的果子。”
In verse 15, Paul says, Now I urge you, brothers, you know that the household of Stephanas were the first converts in Achaia.
哥林多这个城，它就是位于亚该亚这个省份里面的一个城市。
So the city of Corinth is located in the province of Achaia.
保罗就想到，当他去传福音的时候，他走到了亚该亚，就是希腊半岛的南部的这个省份的时候，他去传福音。
So Paul was reminded that when he arrived at Achaia, which is the southern half of the peninsula, he was able to give out the gospel.
然后他传福音的时候呢，这个福音的果子就有一个出熟的果子，就是史提凡他们一家。
And when he was giving the gospel, the first fruits were of the family of Stephanas.
弟兄姐妹，教会是要有一群因为有爱心而积极要去结福音果子的人的地方。
So brothers and sisters, within a church, or church is a place that needs a lot of brothers and sisters that are willing to take the gospel out and bear fruit.
一个有神的爱存在的教会是一个会去传福音的教会。
A church, with God's love in it, is a church that goes out and spread the gospel.
一个对世人有爱心的教会一定是一个会去外面传福音的教会。
When you are a church that loves people of this world, you will be going out to spread the good news.
弟兄姐妹，基督徒传福音不是一个应该做的事情。
Brothers and sisters, as a Christian, sharing the gospel is not something that is required to do.
是一个我们愿意去做的事情。
It's something that we're willing to do.
应该做而做跟想要去做而做之间的差别在哪里？
So what is the difference between being required and being willing?
就是爱。
And the difference would be love.
我信主了，我在教会听到多年了，我就知道牧师还有其他的人跟我说，一个基督徒要去传福音，那我就只好勉强我想办法去传福音吧。
So if I've been a Christian for many years and I hear the pastors tell me, okay, as a Christian, you're supposed to, you know, take the gospel out of the church, then okay, maybe I'll go ahead and do it.
可是我不会传福音啊。
But you know what? I don't know how.
所以他们就开课，怎么样子去传福音。
So they open up a class teaching you how to spread the gospel.
有速成班。
There are classes, crash courses.
几个小时就可以去传福音了。
You go into crash course and you're able to take the gospel out within an hour.
有跟进班。
There are intermediate class.
啊，有这个高级班。
There are advanced class.
啊，你要去一周的这个开会，然后之后呢，你就可以学会怎么传福音了。
You attend all of those classes for an entire week, and then you'll be good at, you know, sharing the gospel.
然后上一次不够，可能每年还有一个 refresher course, 要重新去温习的这个课程。
So maybe a one-time course is not enough. Every year you have this refreshing course that you attend to.
听起来很累。
It sounds very tiresome.
我也觉得很累啊。
When I hear it, I feel tired too.
这么多事情要做才能去传福音，可是不得不传啊，因为神说要传啊，牧师说要传啊，我只好去传啊。
It seems like there are so many things to do before I can even go out and spread the gospel.
可是回想一下，总是发现我自己的时间不够。
And I often find myself not having enough time.
或者我也尝试去传福音过，可是就没果效。
Or I've tried.To share the gospel, but there's no results.
所以只好跟神说抱歉。
So I can only say to God, I'm sorry.
只好跟牧师、教会的弟兄姐妹说抱歉。
I say to my pastor and the sisters and brothers that I'm sorry.
心有余而力不足。
I want to do it, but I just can't.
然后属灵一点的就是说，这个心灵亦愿意，可是什么肉体却是没力量。
So for the spiritual people, you may say, my heart is there, but I'm able to do it physically.
Yeah, the spirit is willing, but the body is weak. 是不是？ Yeah. 但是有爱而出发去传福音的是不一样的。
But when it comes to going out to share the gospel with love, that's completely different.
我不懂得什么样叫做传福音的一套。
I don't know what the package of sharing the gospel is.
但是当我看到这个人，他没有神，他的生命的黑暗，他自己的不自觉，他生命未来是走入这个这个神的震怒之中和审判之中的时候，我会为他心碎。
But when I see this person and I see his soul in darkness, I see that at the end of the days, he'll have to face the judgment and the wrath of God, then I'm worried for him.
我看见他的生活当中所遇见的这种灾难，他生命心灵上面受到这种煎熬，而生活没有盼望的那个环境，我就为他难过，我为他流眼泪。
And I feel sad and I will even weep for this person if I see that in his life there's no hope and there's no salvation.
当我想到我在美国过的这个生活是这么的舒适，但是在世界的另外一端却有人在过的那种受到战争、受到环境、受到别人的逼迫而的这群人永远没有机会听见耶稣的福音的时候，我心里面会激动。
And when I'm living in the States, a comfortable life, and I'm reminded that On the other side of the world, there are people facing difficulties. There are people going through war. It hurts my soul.
所以我就想到神对我的爱。
So I think about the love that God has for me.
我就想到神是怎么样的拯救我。
I'm reminded how I was saved.
我就想到主耶稣基督是受了何等的苦，来到这个世上为我的罪。做了赎罪的代价，赐给我新的生命。
And I think about what Jesus paid on the cross to give me this new life.
那因为爱，就从我的心中油然而生对这个没有盼望、没有主所赐的生命的这个人的生命和灵魂，我就产生爱。
And because of the love within me, it helps me to love this person that I see that has no hope.
我可能没上过宣教课。
Maybe I never attended a preaching class.
可是只要我有机会，我就要跟这个人说，神爱你。
But if I get the opportunity, I'll say to this person, God loves you.
让我告诉你神怎么样爱我。
And let me share with you how God loves me.
你现在生活当中所碰见的事情，我告诉你神已经解决了，但是你要来认识他。
So whatever difficulty you're going through right now in your life, God has already solved the problem. But you have to come and know him.
我会要竭尽所能的把神最好的传给这个在生命当中没有一个永生盼望的人。
So I'll do my best to share with this person that's hopeless, how great God is.
我们教会里面，在教会里面长大的两个大学生，他们不久之后，过几周，他们就要去一个地球的另外一端。没有基督徒的一个社会去传福音。
So in a few weeks, the two university students in our church that grew up here are going to the other side of the world to talk about God's word when there's no Christian there.
我可以跟你们肯定说，他们不是因为基督徒应该传福音而选择那个地方去。
I can for sure tell you that they're not going there because they're.Christians that want to share the gospel.
或者说，好的基督徒就要参与宣教的工作。Yeah. It's not, they're not going because they should go, right? 因为或者说是你要做一个好的基督徒，你要让人这个做基督徒的榜样，你就要参与宣教啊。
Or if you want to set a good example as for other Christians, then yeah, going there is the right thing to do.
那若是如此的话，就在本地宣教不就好了吗？
If that's the case, why can't they just share the gospel here, locally.
你去一个文化背景跟你比较相似的地方传福音不就好了吗？
Why can't you just go to a place with similar cultural background?
那是因为基于对主的爱和对那些没有盼望人的灵魂的爱而去做的宣教。
So this is all because of the love for the people that doesn't have eternal hope.
当有不幸的朋友来到了我们的教会当中，
When we have unbeliever friends that come into our church,
我要跟他们做朋友，甚至有机会把福音传给他们。
I want to be their friend and at the same time to share with them the gospel.
不是只是因为有个责任感而已。
It's not just out of a sense of responsibility.
因为你如果只是责任感的话，你就是做个样子。
If it is out of a sense of responsibility, then you're just doing it to do it.
你如果在爱中去认识他们，在爱中去带领他们，你就会发现这个你的生命上面有了连结，你才可能把主耶稣基督的生命带给他们。
But if you're able to love them and get to know them, and lead them, then you'll be able to have a connection in your lives.
当我们对我们支持的宣教士
To the missionaries that we support,
特别是在世界的另外一端，
especially of those who are on the other side of the world,
或者是在一个国家或社会是我们不熟悉或者是这个不发达的这种环境去宣教的时候，
or if they are at a third world country.Sharing the gospel.
如果我们对他们的支持和对他们的认识只有起初这样一点点或者很表面的话，那弟兄姐妹，我们就发现 我们的爱事实上实在是太微小了。
And if we only know them on the surface, then our love is very little.
保罗他想念到在雅盖亚这个区他所传福音所怎么样领人信主的这个家庭。
So Paul thought about how he was able to lead this family in Achaia to believe God.
他不是只是说传福音。
He wasn't just sharing the gospel.
他是造就门徒。
He was making disciples.
因为福音传出去了，但是你要使那个福音怎么样？福音的种子能够生根，然后什么结果？
Because even though the gospel is spread, you want to make sure it gets rooted and bear fruit.
那是要时间的。
And that would take time.
那是要付出。
That would take a lot of effort.
那是要有代价的。
And there's a price to pay for that.
初结的果子。
The new fruit.
Or the first fruit, right?
The first fruit.
表示什么？这只是一个开始。
It symbolizes a beginning.
我在这边看见结果了。
When I see it bear fruit here,
感谢主。
Thank God.
因为这个果子会继续不断的成长，然后继续不断的怎么倍增。
Because the fruit will grow and multiply.
我们今年支持的新的两个宣教士，他们就是在一群0%的基督徒的族群里面在传福音。
So the two new missionaries that we support this year, they are at a place where there's 0% of Christians, and they're sharing the gospel there.
几百万人里面没有一个基督徒的族群里面，他们在传福音。
There are a few millions of people there, but none of them are Christians, and that's where they're at, sharing the gospel.
你说神爱不爱他们？
Do you think God loves them?
我是说神爱不爱这群不认识他的这个族群啊？
Do you think God loves this population that doesn't know him yet?
神爱。
Yes, he does.
你说神要不要拯救他们？
Do you think that God wants to save them?
要啊。
Absolutely.
神怎么拯救他们？
But how does God save them?
神说要有人替我把福音带进去。
God says, someone needs to help me bring in the gospel.
我有出熟的果子要结出来啊。
There are first fruits that I want them to bear.
可是谁要去替我撒种？
But who wants to go spread the seeds?
谁要替我去那边坚持灌溉？
But who's going to help me go there and nourish and water them?
谁能够把永生的盼望带进这个族群，使他们有出熟的果子，使他们能够建立教会，使他们的生命可以有了180度的转变？
Who is able to go in there, bring in the seeds, and build a church, and help them turn their lives around?
弟兄姐妹，你跟我，只要我们是属于神的人，我们应该都有心要去做这个事。
So brothers and sisters, if you and I belong to God, we should all have the heart to do this.
也许我们不能直接的出去做。
Maybe it's not possible for us to just go out directly.
可是我能够尽上多少的力量去支持并且推动福音的宣扬呢？
But what is there that I can do to help and support the spread of the gospel?
过去7周、8周有机会跟我们教会一群新来的朋友传福音，全部接受主。
In the past 7 to 8 weeks, we were able to share the gospel with new friends that joined our church, and they've all decided to put their faith in God.
感谢主，没有人说是因为范长老讲得好。
So thank God, no one said it's because Pastor James taught a good class.
因为不是我一个人在传福音。
Because it's not just me myself.
教会多少弟兄姐妹在过去这两三个月去爱护、去关心这群朋友。
In the past 2 to 3 months, a lot of people from church care for and love these new friends.
有多少弟兄姐妹看见有这个需要，他们不能直接的参与，他们就在祷告当中替他们代祷。
And although there were brothers and sisters that really cared but couldn't help directly, they were able to keep them in their prayers.
有姊妹看见说，哇，他们这群新朋友家里有小小孩，那早上9:30来教会没人管，到处乱跑，可能是不是有机会来给他们一点带领，给他们有些教导，给他们一个比较安全的空间呢？
So there are sisters who notice that these families have little children, toddlers. The thought was to open up the church early and make sure they have space to roam around.
这个时间精力的付出不是为了管理这一群孩子，是为了什么？盼望他的父母能够有机会听见福音，然后得救。
So the time and energy spent in this area was to mainly make sure the parents are able to have an opportunity to be saved.
有弟兄姐妹早来开门。
Some brothers and sisters come early to open the gate.
弟兄姐妹帮这个拿圣经分圣经。
To pass out the Bibles.
都是出于爱心。
And that is all out of love.
都是因为我要在传福音的这件事情上面。我要能够有贡献。
It's all because I want to be a part of the gospel being spread out.
刘长老上周之前也提过，盼望我们教会成为一个什么大使命的教会。
So Pastor Alex also mentioned last week that hoping that our church will become a church of a great commission.
是一个传福音，是一个建立门徒的教会。
A church that spreads the gospel and build up disciples.
这不是因为我们应该。
Not because we are required to.
是因为这是主的命令，也是因为我们爱主。更重要的是什么？我们要爱这些不信的人的灵魂，像主爱他们一样。
But because it's a command from our Lord Jesus, and we want to love these people.
所以，主对教会和这个核心本质的一个期盼，就是我们要以爱心去结出福音。
So the expectation of our Lord for the core of the church is to bear fruit based on love.
第二
Secondly,
第二是要我们以爱心专注的服侍圣徒。
Secondly, we want to be devoted to the service of the saints out of love.
我们还是看第十五节。
We go back to verse 15.
保罗提到斯提凡这一家人，他说啊，他们不但是初结的果子，他们是新的信徒哦。
So Paul said, not only are the family of Stephanas the first fruit, they are also new believers.
对不对？初结的果子就是新的信徒，可能才信主几年而已。
So maybe they've only been believers for a few years.
可说他说啊，他们是什么？专以服侍圣徒为念。
But he said that they have devoted themselves to service of the saints.
那中文和合本说是专注的以服侍他们为念，新译本就说是什么？很直接的，他们是专心的在服侍圣徒。
So in the Chinese Bible.It actually says they're fully devoted to serve the saints.
Or they're focused.
They're focused.
可是英文的版本就跟原文讲的更这个意思更近。
But the English version is much closer to the original.
弟兄姐妹，我们注意的来看这部分。
So this part is very important. So let's pay attention.
因为英文说 they have devoted themselves. 他们是自己。将自己完全的投入于这件事情上面。Okay. 那英文有翻译说 they have appointed themselves. 还有另外一个翻译英文就是说他们是什么自己为自己任命而去做这件事情，你说是不是很有意思？他们是他这家人啊是在服侍圣徒。
So this family of Stephanas are servicing the saints.
也就是说他们在服侍教会。
The other meaning is they're serving the church.
服侍弟兄姐妹。
They're serving brothers and sisters.
第一点我们看见的就是服侍不是以做事为重，服侍是以对象为重。
So we come to realize serving is not about what you serve, it's about who you serve.
看到吗？
You see that?
传福音不是我要把福音讲给人听。
So spreading the gospel is not about saying the gospel out loud to other people.
我拿一个单子，我把福音读给你听，这个不叫传福音。
I have a list and then I share the gospel with you. That's not sharing the gospel.
传福音是我爱你。
Sharing the gospel is I love you.
那我怎么爱你啊？
And how do I love you?
我把神最好的东西我交给你。
I give you the best from God.
做招待。
be being an usher.
不是做事。
It's not serving.
重点不是在于脸上带个微笑，然后把口罩递给你。
It's not about having a smile on your face and give you a piece of a mouth cover.
做招待是以人为重点。
Being an usher is about the people they serve.
我爱你。
I love you.
我欢迎你来我们这边聚会。
We welcome you to join us in our worship.
你在教会里面聚会当中有任何的需要，我希望你能够有一个家的感觉。
If there's any need in the church, I hope that you feel at ease and feel at home.
所以为什么做招待包括吹叶子？
So why does being an usher include the job of blowing leaves?
吹叶子是做事。
Blowing leaves is serving.
这不是服事。
It's doing things, it's not serving.
Right, yeah. So if you're blowing leaves, that's just a task. It is not serving. 当你服侍的时候，你会说，教会大门这么前面这么乱，这么多叶子，大家踏来踏去，然后呢，声音又叽叽呱呱的，然后不好看，心里面看到就发毛。
So when you're serving and you see all the leaves laying around at the entrance of the church, you just don't feel pretty, you don't feel good about it.
我把前面打扫干净了。
So I want to clean everything up.
所以来聚会的弟兄姐妹，这个不幸的朋友来了，他们觉得这个环境太好。
So anyone that comes in will feel like the environment's it's a pleasant place.
我的目光是放在人的身上。
My sights are being put on people.
所以讲到服事是讲服事圣徒。
So when we talk about serving, we're talking about serving saints.
是人。
It's people,
不是事
not things.
事是要跟着人来的。
Things come along with people.
为了我爱你，为了服侍你，我有什么事情可以做？
So because I love you, is there anything I can help you do?
第二点
Second,
这一点弟兄姐妹，就是我刚刚说到了，他们不是只是这个以服侍为念。
Core value isn't to just do
it's not just so it's not just that they're devoted to serving okay it's not just they're devoted to serving 不是只是说他们哦这件事情很重要他以他为念是他们自己自动自发的以服侍圣徒为念
it's that they automatically are devoted in their heart to serve the saints
你看英文说 they have devoted themselves to serving the saints. 你说牧师你我搞不懂你在说什么。
You may say, I'm a little confused here, Pastor.
我就讲得清楚一点吧。
So I'll make it more clear.
他们自己自动自发的以服侍为念也就是说他们没有等着别人告诉他说你要来服侍。
So being devoted, having been devoted themselves to the service of saints means that they didn't wait for other people to tell them to do things.
They devoted themselves, they appointed themselves. They didn't wait for somebody to give them an appointment. They did not wait for somebody to tell them they need to be devoted. They devoted themselves. Okay? 他们自己在心中立定心志，我要以服侍信徒为念。
In their hearts, they already told themselves, I want to devote myself to serve the believers and the saints.
不是因为有人来告诉他你应该去做这件事。
Not because they were told by someone else to do it.
哦，现在这个某个地方需要一个人啊，啊，这个是职分很高的，要受人敬重的工作啊，你的身份太好了，请你来做。
We're not asking someone to do something because the status fits the job criteria.
或者说，哎呀，教会事工很多啊，我们需要很多人来做，所以你来做，你来做，你来做，空位太多了，每个人都来做。
Or it didn't happen as if someone was asking everybody to do something that needed help with.
被人指派才去做。
You were not appointed by someone else to do the task.
啊，要给一个任命才去做。
You were not assigned to do it.
Yeah, assigned or, yeah, commissioned by someone to do something. 而是他们自己由心中而发出说对神的敬畏对神的爱 对教会的爱，对弟兄姐妹圣徒的爱，我要去，我要去有所付出。
But they serve out of respect, fear of God, and the love for brothers and sisters.
一点也没有受到外来的压力。
There were no outside sources that forced them to do such things.
是由内自而发出心甘情愿的去把自己献上的一种服事。
That desire all came out internally, to want to serve.
你知道教会的事工。
You know, the church ministries.
任何的服事。
Any kind of serving.
最好的就是这种的服事。
This would be the best type of serving.
不是等到教会的长老或执事或领导去筹备一个组织组合，然后呢，你们说来，我们去填名字。
Not after the leaders of the church, pastors, deacons, put a list out, and then you sign up for whatever you want to do.
当我看见人生命的需要，当我看见弟兄姐妹们啊在聚会的时候的需要，我自己就要来做，我要来服事。
That heart comes when I see the need and the positions that needs to be filled.
基督徒就是圣徒。
Christians are saints.
是不是因为主耶稣基督让这个拯救了我们，所以今天我们的生命就是圣洁的，在神的面前就是圣洁的，所以我们是圣徒。
Because we were saved by our Lord Jesus, that means our life is righteous and we are considered saints.
那你知道在教会里面不应该有这个神圣的听众而已或观众。
Within the church, there are not supposed to be only righteous listeners.
Yeah. So in the church, a Christian, a believer, is a saint. But in the church, there are not to be sanctified listeners or sanctified spectators. 是不是？你是圣徒，可是你只是听，你只是看。
So you're a saint, but you're only listening and looking.
因为圣徒在神的教会当中，就是在服侍其他圣徒的人。
Because what a saint is someone that serves other saints in the church.
我们盼望来到我们教会里面的弟兄姐妹，都是说我因为愿意来这边服侍，所以我来这边聚会。
But we hope the believers that come into this church all come in because they have the heart to serve others.
而不是因为这边的环境好，这边的人好，我要来这边享受，所以我来这边聚会。
Not just because I feel like the people here are nice, the place is a pleasant place to stay, not because of that.
你说教会有没有需要啊？
Do you think the church have its needs?
或者有些人觉得我们教会很健全。
Some people might think we got everything going on for our church.
教会好多人服侍啊。
A lot of people are serving.
这个教会好兴旺啊。
It's thriving.
Yeah. 人这么多。
There are so many people.
然后服务这么好。
And services are good.
大概不需要吧。大概不需要再更多人的服务了，是不是？
Maybe we don't need any more people to serve.
我跟你讲，只要你愿意服事，就有事情可以去做。
But let me tell you, if you have the heart to serve, then there will definitely be things to do.
那就算礼拜天 ，OK， 我们现在当然还有需要，但是就算今天主日的聚会，好像一切都井井有条，都有人打理了。
So even though everything that's happening here on a Sunday morning seems organized and people are taking care of it,
那但是你主日聚会回家以后呢？
What about after you go back home?
礼拜一到礼拜六的时间呢？
How about from the time Monday to Saturday?
你有没有在服侍弟兄姐妹啊？
Are you serving any brothers and sisters?
你有没有对他们的关心啊？
Are you caring for your brothers and sisters?
你有没有对他们的带导啊？
Are you praying for them?
你有没有跟他们一起用神的话语去鼓励他们呢？
Are you encouraging them with God's word?
那是不是服侍啊？
Is that considered serving as well?
是。
Yes.
好，那你们可能有些人就说，好吗？服侍信徒，什么叫做服侍信徒呢
？So some of you might ask, serving saints, what is serving the saints?
事实上，服侍英文翻译成 serving， 或有的时候翻成 ministry。
Serving sometimes can be said to minister。
原文的这个字是叫做 diakonia。
The original word is diakonia，
这是希腊文。
That's Greek。
那 diakonia 原本的意思最贴切的描述就是你去吃饭的时候，那个替你点菜、替你上菜、替你准备筷这个餐具、替你清桌子的那个人。
So the closest definition to the Greek word diakonia is the person who at a restaurant takes your order, brings your food to you, and cleans your table after it.
就是伺候你的人。
So it's someone that pampers you.
I don't know about pampering, but it's basically somebody who is literally serving, right? Literally serving you. The waiter or the waitress. 是不是？这就是店里的服务员嘛？这个餐馆里的服务员。
Just like the waiters and waitresses.
但是在圣经里面讲到的弟兄姐妹，是因着爱心而去什么？供应、服务、照顾你的，照顾人的。那个叫做服侍。
But in the Bible, serving is someone that cares, that loves, that loves you.
Yeah. So, in the Bible, it describes someone who is serving you, not because you're paying them, but because they love you and they care for you and they're willing to give their time for you. 那么在圣经里面
Bible,
讲到 diakonia 的有很多。
In the Bible, there are many places that mention diakonia.
我们今天就看一个地方。
And we'll just look at one place.
也是在哥林多前书里面。
It's also in 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书第十二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 12.
你知道哥林多前书第十二章第五节。
And verse 5.
他说，执事有分别，主却是一位。
It says, and there are varieties of service, but the same Lord.
这里的执事就是 diakonia.
And the service here is translated from diakonia.
也就是说 diakonia 有很多的区别。
So there are a lot of varieties to the word diakonia.
但是我们记得哥林多前书十二章里面描述的是什么？就是各式各样属灵的恩赐。
But what is described here in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 is the varieties of gifts.
弟兄姐妹，在教会里面的服事。
So the ministry inside the church.
不是只是靠你我的时间和才能，然后去做事。
It doesn't rely on the time and the energy from you and I.
Yeah. Not only, right? So when we talk about serving in the church, it is not just talking about you or I using our time and energy to do something. 这个是我们一般认为服事的定义。
But that's a common misconception that we have about serving.
但是 diakonia 的意思是什么？我们要用属灵的恩赐去爱、去服事我们的弟兄姐妹。
But the translation of diakonia is using our the spiritual gifts that belongs to us and serve other brothers and sisters.
属灵的恩赐是神所赐的。
And the spiritual gifts are from God.
所以属灵恩赐的服事才能带来生命上面的成长和生命上面的改变。
And only through the spiritual gifts can we grow in our spirits and life.
哥林多前书十二章里面讲到的属灵恩赐包括什么？ diakonia 是神的话语的 diakonia。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
Yeah, when we talked about spiritual gifts, it talks about example diakonia of the word. 这是服事神话语的服事。
It's a service to serve God's word.
讲道。
Preaching.
教导。
Teaching.
可是不只是这些啊。
But not just that.
你跟弟兄姐妹一起读圣经。
You read the Bible with your brothers and sisters.
是神话语的 diakonia.
That is the diakonia of God.
你的姐妹心里面她受委屈。
You may have a sister that's going through a hard time.
她这个在生命上面碰到一些艰难。
There are challenges in life that she's facing.
你用神的话语去跟她分享。
You share with her with God's word.
圣灵启示给你圣经里面一段话，你说这不是对我说的，是对我姊妹说的。
So the Holy Spirit shows you a phrase from the Bible, and you notice that it's not something towards you, but for the sister.
这是神话语的 diakonia.
And that would be considered the word, the diakonia of God's word.
圣经里面讲到给予的 diakonia.
The Bible tells us about the diakonia of giving.
神供应给你。
God provides for you
在金钱在物质
financially, materially
你看见别人有需要
and you see some other person that have needs
你很实际的在你的金钱或者是你的物质上面你可以去帮助他人
so you're able to help this person in a very practical way
你看见教会的事工需要除了人和时间需要有物资还有金钱的供应你愿意服侍
So you see in a church, aside from the services, you see that there are financial need, and you do your best to provide.
你看见有弟兄姐妹因为受到心里受到感动，愿意去远方，
离
乡背井去远方去把福音带给他们。你在你的金钱，你在你的物资上面，你愿意服侍，这个叫做 diakonia.
You see that there are brothers and sisters in the church that they have the heart to. Bring God's word out to the other side of the world and you're touched by that and you're able to financially support them. That is diakonia.
圣经里面讲到你怎么样子用话语或用 你的时间去安慰去鼓励人这个叫做安慰跟鼓励的 diakonia.
And if you're able to use God's word to help and comfort and encourage people, that would be the diakonia of words.
你知道圣经上面甚至提到当有人肚子饿的时候你去拿食物给他们吃那个也叫 diakonia
The Bible also said if you notice someone is hungry and you bring food to them that is also diakonia
有的时候在街边看到那些很可怜的流浪汉就坐在那边伸手跟你说有没有食物或有没有钱
Sometimes you see the homeless people on the street just reaching out to see if you have any change or food
我能够的时候我是不给他们钱的我都是给他们食物
When I'm able I usually just give them food and feed.
但是我不是只给他们食物
but not just food
因为我觉得如果只给食物太可惜了
because I think it would be a shame if I only give them food
所以我一定而且我不是买便宜的食物我买好的食物给他
and not just any type of food I give them some good food
我也不把我吃剩的东西给他
and not leftovers definitely
我去买新的食物给他
I bring them new food
然后给他食物
I give them food.
让我只要跟他说，这个食物不是我给你的，是耶稣给的。
And I tell them the food is not from me, it's from Jesus.
你认不认识耶稣啊
？Do you know who Jesus is?
他们很多人都说，哦，我认识耶稣啊，我也去教会。
A lot of them say, yeah, I do know Jesus. I attend church.
但是我就说你要好好的认识耶稣，因为他会供应给你。
And I would just remind them, you have to really, really come to know Jesus because he's the provider.
这也是一个 diakonia, 这是食物的 diakonia.
That is the diakonia of food.
但是我是为了让他能够认识耶稣。如果他今天说我不认识耶稣，我要跟他讲耶稣啊。
But I did that because I hope that he would come to know Jesus. And if he doesn't know Jesus, I will explain to him who Jesus is.
你知道肚子饿的人啊。
The hungry people.
你如果不给他食物，你只跟他传耶稣，他听不进去，是不是
？If you don't give him food first and you tell them about Jesus, he's not going to be able to listen.
你肚子饿，耶稣爱你耶。
Are you hungry? But Jesus loves you.
但是耶稣爱他，可是你没有爱他。
So Jesus loves you, but at that point, you're probably not loving him.
所以，教会的核心本质当中，弟兄姐妹，包括我们要用爱心去结福音的果子。
So one of the core value of the church is to use love to bear fruit.
我们要本着爱心啊，我们要什么？以爱心专注的定义的自我而发的去服侍圣徒。
We want to be devoted to serving the saints out of love.
这个第三点呢、啊、
Third point.
这个第三点比较不容易讲。
Third point is a little bit harder to clarify.
但是很重要，而且很好。
But it's very important and it's very good.
不容易讲的原因是因为这个啊是在教会以外我们比较陌生的概念。
It's a foreign concept outside of the church. That's why it makes it a little difficult to explain.
但是在神的家中，弟兄姐妹对属神的儿女来说，却是一个最突出，而且是最。 最突出而且是让我们最能够得到自由和舒畅的一个概念。
But within the church, it would be one of the most outstanding concepts that we can have.
是什么呢？
So what is it?
就是我们要在爱中顺服属灵的模范。
So it is to submit to spiritual role models in love.
在爱中顺服属灵的模范。
To submit to role models.
你看保罗他提到在第十六节，他说：“你们想想看，斯提凡这么一家人。”
So Paul in chapter 16 said, "Think about this family of Stephanas."
他们听了福音，欢欣的接受，他们的灵命成长，然后就积极的服侍。
They received the gospel and they were eager to serve.
他们的人，他们的生命的呈现，就让我们看见主救恩的美好。
So through their life and manifestation, we're able to see the goodness of our God.
他就说：“我劝你们要顺服这样的人，并且一切如此同工同劳的人。”
So he said, "We will need to be subject to such as these, and to every fellow worker and laborer."
所以保罗就告诉我们说。当我们看见在生命上面有圣灵的引领，有主是尊主为大，然后生命上面有实际的呈现的人，我们要去顺服他们。
So Paul said, if you see someone that is encouraged by God, then you want to follow them.
Yeah, if you recognize that someone's life has changed because of Christ.And that the way that they live their life is so clear and obvious that God is with them and that they are with God. Those are the people that we ought to submit. 那这什么意思呢？
So what does this mean?
这意思，弟兄姐妹，就是在教会当中啊，教会的步伐和教会的方向是要跟着这些属灵的人。
It means the direction and the steps of the church needs to be following these people.
教会的方向和这个教会的前景是要跟随着一群敬畏神、爱慕神、有圣灵同在、被主带领的人之下。
So the direction of the church needs to follow these people that are under the guidance and leadership of God.
圣经里面或者说是神教导我们的顺服跟我们一般对顺服的概念是不一样的。
So the submission in the Bible that well the submission that the Bible teaches us is a bit different.
圣经里面所教给我们的顺服的概念不是因为有人是有权有势他们用他们的权势压我们，我们不得不在他的面前顺服。
So the submission in the Bible is different in a way that, you know, it's not about submitting to someone that has a higher status or more powerful.
不是因为一个人他的声音大，他的权力大，或者他的心比较狠，或者是他控制。我的经济，所以我不得不在他的压力之下，我要低头。
It's not submitting to people that are powerful, that have more control.
因为这可能是我们服务单位的老板。
That's more like a boss.
It could be a boss.
It could be a boss.
可能是一个国家的政权。
Or a politician.
可能是我们在学校或工作。的这个单位上面呢，碰到的一些那种所谓的欺负人的邻霸
，or people that are bullies within an organization，
可能有些人是他们自己的配偶
，it could also be someone's spouse even，
不得不低头
，you must submit，
不是弟兄姐妹
，it's not，
圣经里面神告诉我们的顺服是。我们因为认识到神在这个世界当中，在我们的生命当中，他是掌权的。
So the submission that the Bible teaches us is knowing that God is the all-powerful God in this world.
神是全能全知的。
He's all knowing, all powerful.
对，但是同样他是什么？全然有智慧，而且全然是爱的神。
And but he, at the same time, he's also a God that's all about love and has much intelligence.
所以在他的设计之下，这个世界上面是有一定的次序。
So under his design, there are rules in this world.
而当我们认识到神有次序的设计，
and
然后
we,
对 ，Go ahead.
When we come to realize that his design are properly designed,
我们能够在他设计的秩序之下去过生活。
Then we may live our life under what he's designed for us.
那我们就发现我们得到的 我们所经历的不是被约束被压制。
Then we feel like what we're experiencing isn't because of suppression.
老觉得我们要突破突破不了。
We won't feel the need that we need to just break out.
反而我们就不像这个逆水行舟而是什么顺水而下。
And it's more like we're going along the stream instead of going against it.
然后我们就发现，事实上，在神的这个秩序的运作之下，我们的生活是自由释放的。
And under we'll come to realize under the rule of God, we actually receive much freedom.
然后是带给我们心灵满足的。
And our hearts and spirits will feel fulfilled.
圣经里面告诉我们各式各样不同的顺服的这种秩序。
So in the Bible, we see many examples of different submissions.
事实上，每一个人都在神所设立的某种的秩序之下，我们需要顺服的。
So pretty much for all of us, we all have to submit one way or another under God's rule.
以弗所书第五章有讲到妻子要顺服丈夫。
In Ephesians chapter 5, it says the wife needs to submit to the husband.
但是神的话是说你要像顺服主一样。
But in God's word, the example is submitting to the husband is like submitting to Lord.
同样讲到孩子要顺服父母。
At the same time, it mentioned the children will need to submit to their parents.
彼得前书还有其他的新约经文里面有讲到信徒要能够什么，要顺服政府。
And in 1 Peter, it said the believers will need to submit to the government.
Yeah. 然后呢，同样也讲到，在教会里面，年轻的要学习顺服年长的。
And within the church, the young will need to learn how to submit to the elderly.
每一个人都要学顺服。
So everyone learns how to submit.
但是不是因为人所定的秩序，
but it's not because we're following the rules set out by men.
也不是因为人所要求的顺服，
and it's not because we're being required by men to submit.
最终的目标是神要让我们了解他在我们生命当中，他真的是那位掌权的王，是供应的神。
Ultimately, it's God wanting us to understand that He's that the all-powerful God.
当神的话告诉我们有顺服的需要和他的秩序的存在，我因为顺服神，我来学习他所制定的次序，我在其中顺服。
So when God tells us to submit to
the order and the structure in which he has ordained, then I have learned to submit to him. 而当我们在顺服神的时候，弟兄姐妹，我们就能够真正尝到神心意的美好和他的保护。
And when we fully submit ourselves to God, we will come to realize his heart for us and we'll feel his protection.
这不是强迫性的顺服。
It's not being forced to submit.
这是在爱中，在爱中我们愿意去顺服那已经我们看见有属灵生命的模范。
It's to submit to an example.
Yeah, it is a submission out of our love to the people that we recognize that they have a real spiritual life that they're really connected to Christ. 好，最后一点。
Lastly,
在教会里面，弟兄姐妹，我们要学习能够敬重，而且能够表扬，在我们当中为我们或因为我们而去服侍的人，因为这些是我们应该要去爱的人。
So lastly, we want to give recognition to those who make substantial efforts to serve on our behalf as we ought to love them.
保罗在十七、十八节这样说。
Paul said this in verse 17 and 18.
他说斯提凡和弗图拿都和这个雅该古这三个人，他们到了我这里来，就是他那时候在以弗所，他说我很喜欢。
He said in 17, I rejoice at the coming of Stephanas and Fortunatus and Achaicus. He said he was filled with joy. Because they have made up for your absence.
意思就是说，你们不在我的身边，我想，我渴慕你们，我想要跟你们在一起，我想与你们见面，我见不到，但是你们的这群代表，是不是坐了船渡过了海洋，来到了这个海的另外一边，他们来见我，跟我有交通。
So Paul was really hoping to be with the believers in Corinth, but although he can, he was able to spend time with people that were sailing out, which is the family of Stephanas.
他们这三个人所摆上的时间、心思和精力，使得他们能够代表哥林多的这群信徒来到保罗的身边，是不是来供应给保罗
？So the energy and the heart that Stephanas, Fortunatus, and Achaicus were able to bring the heart of the Corinth church to Paul.
那时候坐船辛苦啊。
But at that time, if you ride on a ship, it wasn't an easy thing to do.
没有头等舱的待遇啊。
There's no first class.
而且还可能沉船呢。
And the ship might sink.
但是呢，花了时间准备物资，然后呢，有了这些的牺牲，他们觉得是值得，他们上了路。
But spending the time to prepare for resources, they felt like everything was worth it, and they, hop on the road.
他们看到保罗的第一句话。
The first thing they said to Paul, when they saw him.
你可以想象。
Can you imagine?
我们从哥林多的众信徒那边带来了一身好。
We brought 带什么？
带来了一身好。
一身好。
Yeah. That upon seeing Paul after this arduous travel, they come and they say to Paul, these three men, greetings from Corinth.
Oh, 好，你好的。
Greetings from Corinth.
Greetings from Corinth.
那你像保罗，心里面得到多大的安慰
？Can you imagine the comfort that Paul felt at the moment?
所以十八节保罗就说：“你看他们是怎么叫我和你们的心里都快活。”
So in verse 18, it says, "For they refresh my spirit as well as yours."
你们都想念保罗。
You guys all miss Paul.
但是可能有人身体不好。
But maybe some of you guys are not completely healthy.
有人家里小孩子小。
You guys have little kids at home.
有人工作走不开。
Work is being, busy.
可是心里面这么的思念我们的弟兄保罗。
But we deeply miss our brother Paul.
这三位代表了我们，把我们的爱心，满满的爱心和我们的问候带到了保罗那里。
And these three, personally brought our greetings, our care to Paul himself.
这是专程的去做一件事情。
They are
purposeful.
Purposeful,
right? They intended to get this one thing done. 这不是哦，你们三个人要经过以弗所，那你顺便去跟保罗打个招呼吧。
They're not just saying Paul on the way to Ephesus.
这感觉完全不一样了。
It's completely different.
保罗就说，当你们看见在你们当中有如此爱心，并且因为要把你们的爱心带到外面去呈现的这群人，你们要尊重他们，你们要敬重他们，甚至你们要去表扬他们呢。
So Paul said, when you see people, like this that go out of their way to accomplish something for others, you have to recognize them.
Yeah. 英文的翻译就是说 recognize 甚至或者 acknowledge, right? Or make known. 你要让这些人得到他们应得的这个表扬和敬重。
Paul said you're supposed to let these people be recognized for as you know what they did.
这个不是讲场面话。
It's not just casual talk.
这也不是说你跟我为了要受到人的表扬，我们赶紧去做点事。
And we don't do things because we crave, we look for people to recognize us.
而是说我们在教会里面，当我们看见这些是为了我们，代表着我们去。 啊，服侍，去做事的人的时候，
It's when we see these people that are acting, that are working on behalf of us.
我们要学会去敬重他们，然后要让他们的生命和服侍呈现在大家的眼前。That's
when we want to learn to recognize them and show they're doing in front of everyone.
我们要学习，因为他们的。 生活和服侍受到表扬而得到鼓励。Now we want to be people who learn to acknowledge and acknowledge and recognize these people for the way that they live before God so that they receive encouragement. 一个教会里面 如果你只是努力的服侍，你得不到鼓励的话，这是一个没有爱的教会。If
you're working hard in a church and you're serving out of love and you don't get any recognition, then maybe love is lacking in this church.
那当然，我们不是为了人的鼓励而做事。But
of course, we don't work because we want recognition.
很多时候，服侍就是得不到人的表扬或鼓励。A
lot of times when serving. You often don't get any type of recognition from men.
我们就说，主啊，没有人来鼓励我，没有人来认可我，你认不认可我啊？
So we ask God, nobody is recognizing what I'm doing. Are you recognizing?
神说我认可。
God says yes.
那你说，神啊，反正我不是服侍人，我是服侍你，我只要听见你的声音就好了。
And you say, I know when I'm serving, I'm not serving men, I'm serving you. So all I want is to hear from you.
这是不错的。
That is right.
但是这是我跟神之间的。
But that is the personal relationship I have between God and I.
如果我看见我的弟兄服侍,
if I see my brother serving,
然后我不去表扬他, 我不去鼓励他,
and I don't encourage or recognize him,
然后他心里面有一点, 这个, 不满或者是伤害,
and he feels a little bit hurt,
然后我就说, 弟兄啊,
I say, brother,
你不要从人里面得到称赞啊,
you don't need recognition from
你不需要人的表扬,
you don't need people to praise you.
你到神的面前得神的表扬就好了。When
you come in front of God, you'll get the recognition from God.
这句话不错。That's
not a bad thing to say.
但是你知道神怎么跟你说吗?
Well, do you know what God says?
我要表扬他。I
want to recognize
我要借着你的口去表扬他。I
want to praise him through your lips.
那你怎么不去表扬呢?
And how come you don't do it?
我要借着你的口去鼓励他。I
want to use you to encourage
him. 你为什么闭口不言呢?
How come you're not saying anything?
哇，那就变成你跟神之间的问题了。So
that's probably something you have to sort out with God.
你要在爱的当中去表扬和鼓励。You
want to encourage and recognize through love.
啊，我就发现。So
I realized.
我不期盼别人的表扬和鼓励。I
don't expect others to praise or recognize me.
可是我有这个需要。But
there's a need.
但虽然我自己不期盼一定要有人的表扬和鼓励，但是我绝对会要去表扬和鼓励别人。So
although I don't expect them myself, I still want to do it for others.
因为神告诉我说，你在爱中，当你看见有人愿意去服侍，特别是替我们去服侍的时候，你要去在爱中表扬他们，因为他们是值得我们去爱的人。Because
that's what God said. If you see someone out of love serving others, then you should, you ought to. Go praise and recognize this person.
你爱你的孩子,
you love your children.
他事情做对了, 做好了, 你鼓不鼓励?
When they do something good, do you not encourage them?
你表不表扬?
Do you not give them praise?
为什么你要表扬?
Why do you do that?
为什么你要鼓励?
Why do you encourage?
因为你盼望他们能够做得更好。
Because you hope that they can do even better.
过去这三天，青少年去这个福音营。
So in the past 3 days, our youth are up in a retreat.
你知道有多少人在为他们筹备和准备和照顾和服侍吗？
Do you know how many people are involved in serving and preparing for them?
你知道在他们当中有多少人自己工作也是辛苦的，也是一天十个小时甚至更多的在工作，可是他们周末把三天的时间还请假去服侍我们的孩子吗？
So among these people that are preparing and working for the retreat, a lot of them have their own work to do overtime, and they even have to take time off this weekend.
他是不是值得我们去爱的人呢？
Don't you think that they deserve our love? Yes.
是不是值得我们去表扬的人呢？
Don't you think they deserve our recognition? Yes.
是不是值得我们去鼓励的人呢？
And our encouragement.
是不是值得我们去爱的人呢？
And don't they deserve our love?
是。
Yes.
等一下他们就要回来了。
They'll be back soon.
你去找找看他们都是谁。
You could go look and see who they are.
去表扬表扬。
Go give them credit.
去鼓励鼓励。
Go encourage them.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你的话语真的是生命的话语。
Your words are the words of life.
是我们在生命当中常常觉得黑暗的时候的一线曙光。
And when our life feels dark, your word is that light.
你爱我们。
You love us.
你拯救了我们。
And you saved us.
你赐给我们生命的盼望。
You gave us.The hope.
你让我们在教会里面能够尝到这个属天的滋味。
And you allow us to taste what belongs to heaven in this church.
Yeah, 然后借着你的话语，你让我们看见主你对你自己的教会核心本质的期望是什么。
And through your words, we're able to see what your expectation is of the church's core value.
主，你帮我们学习真正的爱。
Lord, please help us learn what.True love is.
让我们学习因着爱而参与各个层面传福音、结福音果子的事工。
Help us to participate in different ministries that bring your word out through your love.
你帮助我们使我们的心中充满了爱，也因着这个爱，让我们能够积极的去服侍弟兄姐妹们。
And because we have the love from you, Lord, we're able to eagerly.Go out and help our brothers and sisters that are in need.
你让我们学习能够去在爱的当中学顺服。
And you help us learn how to submit through love.
当我们受到服侍我们属灵的模范的弟兄姐妹服侍的时候，让我们学习在你的里面用爱去顺服他们。
And help us learn how to submit to the brothers and sisters that are serving us out of love.
然后最后主让你充满我们心中，让你的爱充满我们里面，所以让我们能够学会如何的去爱，去表扬，去鼓励那些不遗余力在服侍我们和代表我们服侍的这群弟兄姐妹。
And we pray that through your love we'll be able to learn to recognizeto encourage the brothers and sisters that are especially serving on behalf of us.
求你的圣灵激动我们。
May your Holy Spirit stir us.
求你的属于你的孩子回应你的话语。
And help us to respond, your children to respond to your words.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.